درس سوم.
Lesson 3. The influence of heredity and environment on intelligence. It is often difficult to separate the relative influences of heredity and environment on human characteristics. People who have similar genetic makeup, for example, brothers and sisters, parents and their children, typically live in similar environments as well. So when we see similarities in IQ among members of the same family, it is hard to know whether those similarities are due to the genes or to the environments. Nevertheless, a significant body of research tells us that both heredity and environment affect intelligence. Today, researchers generally agree that heredity and environment have an interactive influence on intelligence. Many researchers believe that there is a reaction range to IQ, which refers to the limits placed on IQ by heredity. Heredity places an upper and lower limit on the IQ that can be attained by a given person. The environment determines where within these limits the person's IQ will lie. Despite the prevailing view that both heredity and environment influence intelligence, researchers still have different opinions about how much each contributes and how they interact. Hereditary influences. Evidence for hereditary influences on intelligence comes from the following observations. Family studies show that intelligence tends to run in families. Twin studies show a higher correlation between identical twins in IQ than between fraternal twins. This holds true even when identical twins reared apart are compared to fraternal twins reared together. Adoption studies show that adopted children somewhat resemble their biological parents in intelligence. Environmental influences. Evidence for environmental influences on intelligence comes from the following observations. Adoption studies demonstrate that adopted children show some similarities in IQ to their adoptive parents. Adoption studies also show that siblings reared together are more similar in IQ than siblings reared apart. This is true even when identical twins reared together are compared to identical twins reared apart. Biologically unrelated children raised together in the same home have some similarities in IQ. IQ declines over time in children raised in deprived environments, such as understaffed orphanages or circumstances of poverty and isolation. Conversely, IQ improves in children who leave deprived environments and enter enriched environments. Hereditary explanations. A few well-known proponents support hereditary explanations for cultural and ethnic differences in IQ. In the late 1960s, researcher Arthur Jensen created a storm of controversy by proposing that ethnic differences in intelligence are due to heredity. He based his argument on his own estimate of about 80% heritability for intelligence. In the 1990s, researchers Richard Herrnstein and Charles Murray created a similar controversy with their book, The Bell Curve. They also suggested that intelligence is largely inherited and that heredity at least partly contributes to ethnic and cultural differences. Environmental explanations. Many researchers believe that environmental factors primarily cause cultural and ethnic differences. They argue that because of a history of discrimination, minority groups comprise a disproportionately large part of the lower social classes, and therefore cultural and ethnic differences in intelligence are really different among social classes. People in lower social classes have a relatively deprived environment.